From South Dakota Public Broadcasting, this is your SDPB News Podcast. I'm Julia Stelter in Sioux Falls. Today is Friday, July 17th, and here are today's stories. City leaders in the Greater Sioux Falls area are emphasizing the importance of local government in maintaining identity during major economic growth. As Sioux Falls grows, its surrounding communities are also growing rapidly. The Downtown Sioux Falls Rotary hosted a conversation with three city administrators in the area to talk about how they're managing growth without losing small-town characteristics. Nate Vanderplots is the Lenox City Administrator. He says people in surrounding communities must recognize the impact Sioux Falls has on them.
We can't, as a region, ignore the fact that being close to Sioux Falls influences our communities. Lenox is still very much a rural community, but most of our community members, they may live in Lenox, they work in Sioux Falls.
Vanderplots also says many communities like his own are divided between moving towards urbanization or remaining rural and are finding these conversations difficult to navigate. As communities come to understand the way Sioux Falls influences them, city leaders say it's equally important to maintain their own identity. Amanda Mack is the Harrisburg City Administrator. She says one of the biggest challenges after the town's 72% population growth over the last 10 years is keeping its character.
How do we continue to manage that growth in a way that does not erode at the sense of community that we already have? How do we enhance it? How do we make sure that we don't just become part of Sioux Falls?
With upcoming changes to the state legislature after the fall midterm elections, Mack urges people to have conversations with elected officials about their visions for their communities to make sure their needs are being met. There are now more Republicans registered in South Dakota than ever before, ahead of the runoff election for governor. South Dakota News Watch reports about 10,000 South Dakotans joined the party in the past few months, and roughly 2,000 of those joined in just the past 2 weeks. This puts the total number of Republicans in the state at almost 330,000, while the Democratic Party sits closer to 135,000. A political science professor told News Watch this is likely happening because Republicans hold closed primary elections, and non-Republicans want to have a say in highly contested elections. The runoff election between Larry Roden and Toby Doden is July 28th. The winner will face Dan Ahlers in November. Officials indict a Sioux Falls man for allegedly defrauding dozens of victims of a combined $20 million crypto investment fraud scheme. Benjamin Paul Weiner pleads not guilty to the indictment. He faces decades of prison time and combined fines over $1 million across 29 counts. Weiner founded Benaya Holdings and other companies in Sioux Falls. Court documents call the company a boutique crypto investment company. The U.S. Attorney's Office alleges Weiner obtained money and digital currency from those who invested with the companies. Upon obtaining funds, Weiner would move them and then use them for personal expenses. When the funds would run out, he would seek new investors. The funds from new investors would be used to pay back previous investors and on personal funds. He represented strong financial success when in reality the entities were in financial distress or not operational. In total, the government alleges the estimated total loss around $20 million. Weiner has a trial date set for September. The budgets are finalized for the state's largest school district in Sioux Falls. With some numbers dropping, the district simultaneously did something the state couldn't, increasing its employees' pay at the rate of inflation. CJ Keene reports.
The Sioux Falls School District finalized its $343 million budget for FY27 and includes a decrease in the general fund balance to cover expenses the district faces. That comes as revenues are up and expenditures are down for the district. Ultimately, district business manager Cameron Kirkhove says it's a move in the right direction.
The highlight of this page and the point that I want to really focus in on is we plan to use our fund balance for $3.2 million in last fiscal year. This current fiscal year, we only plan to use $1.3 million of those fund balance, which is actually a decrease of $1.9 million.
State law mandates funding for the big three, educators, state employees, and healthcare, is tied to inflation with a cap at 3%. This year, the legislature failed to reach that mark by a wide margin, providing funding at 1.4%. That leaves the district with no choice but to step up for its employees.
With that 1.4% increase, we should have had to give a 1.95% increase this year for salaries, but the board during the work session wanted to get to a higher salary and be able to give a higher raise to our staff members, and we were able to do that up to 2.54%. And that number, you're probably wondering where that was actually the rate of inflation.
As inflation causes consumer goods to become more expensive, that effectively means district employees will not take pay cuts. All the while, the district is also lowering class sizes.
In order to make those elementary class sizes smaller, we actually added 7 new elementary teachers to make that happen. And we still did that while reducing expenditures, if you look back on the general fund.
The school board approved this budget this week, bringing an end to the yearly process at its most recent meeting. I'm SDPB's CJ Keene.
A famed South Dakota businessman has died. Elmer Carl founded Carl's TV and Appliance. Carl died Wednesday at the age of 94, according to the company. Carl founded the business in 1956 in his hometown of Gregory. It now has dozens of locations across 7 states. Elmer Carl himself became well known across the state from TV commercials he starred in for decades. Carl was inducted into the South Dakota Hall of Fame in 2008. South Dakota is set to receive just over $18,000 in a settlement involving a generic drug manufacturer. Glenmark faced allegations that it engaged in a widespread conspiracy to artificially inflate drug prices and reduce competition. That's according to Attorney General Marty Jackley. Glenmark agreed to a nationwide settlement totaling over $29 million involving several states and dozens of corporations. Jackley says most of South Dakota's share will go toward reimbursing the state's Medicaid program. Officials say 35 fugitives are behind bars after a large-scale 3-day operation combining federal, state, and local law enforcement. Operation Repeat Offender aimed to locate fugitives, parole absconders, and gang members in Sioux Falls and the surrounding area. Out of the 35 people arrested, law enforcement says 10 are identified gang members in the community. U.S. Attorney Ron Parsons says this operation was made possible through the collaboration and dedication of law enforcement.
With what I can safely say was meticulous planning, coordination, and surgical law enforcement precision, this joint operation successfully and safely removed 35 dangerous fugitives and violent offenders with active arrest warrants from our community and returned them to where they belong, which is behind bars.
Although this was a dangerous operation, no officers or offenders were injured in the process, according to U.S. Marshal Dan Satterley. He says the operation was ultimately for the benefit of public safety. And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at SDPB News and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thank you for listening.